Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Wednesdays become Hawk Topics because our friend Steve Hawk is here. Hello.
Hello.
Big birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to turn 29 again.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
What are the big plans for your birthday?
None. I'm going to come to work. I'm going to do what I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home in the afternoon, maybe have to mow the yard or something. I don't know. Then go to bed, have a dinner.
Stop.
I don't really have any.
You have to mop up the yard first. It's a little wet.
Will your wonderful wife do a special dinner for you?
Yeah, something's in the works. I just don't have all the details.
You don't know what it is. Right. Okay. Yeah. So a surprise. So
I'll have some family over.
Okay.
And celebrate.
Oh, nice.
But I don't like to do anything big and grandiose. I don't like that. Never been into that.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. Yeah. Would you like us to provide you with some sort of a breakfast food? I mean, honestly.
German chocolate cake.
Is that your favorite?
That is my favorite.
Oh, it's my wife's favorite.
Yeah, I love German chocolate
cake. What I could do is get one and then like cut a couple pieces out and take it home and be like, oh, I thought of you, honey. And then I get brownie points there and then it still make you happy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
That too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, honey.
Hey, honey. I
brought you some cake. Yeah, that would work. You know, yeah.
All right, German chocolate cake.
German chocolate cake it is. You asked. I answered.
I will provide that, and I'm trying to think of where I can get that. I better get it today, because I don't think I can get it at 5 a.m.
Yeah, well, no, you can do what I usually do, because I am the only one in the family that likes German chocolate cake.
Make my own?
No. Stop at a store and just buy one of those gross one pieces.
Are they nasty?
They're not nasty. They're just not
They're
super,
not as good.
They're
not
a little drier, I would imagine.
Well, probably, right? I don't know what it is. They're just kind of unique.
Okay. Much like you, then. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, I think we could find a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It really is. Unless you have, you know, grandma or mom make this
right.
There's awesome be frosting and a super moist cake. And I mean, nothing's going to stack up to
that. Maybe I'll convince my
wife.
There's
got to be a good bakery around here somewhere.
Hawk, you share a birthday with another person in the building who is...
I didn't know that.
You know, pretty famous. Her uncle is John Travolta.
Producer Steve.
She gets a lot of... They do a lot for the birthdays here. And so there'll be a bunch of food. Having shared a birthday with her for numerous years, does she like a food that you like so it works out good for you? Or is there nothing that...
No, not really.
Okay, I want it because it could be. Wouldn't that be something if her favorite cake was German chocolate?
That'd be great.
Yeah, and then it's a winner.
You know, she gets a German chocolate cake, and then you're like, "This is great! Thank you for having a birthday on my day."
Yeah, that would be good.
My brother-in-law used to be engaged to a woman who loved German chocolate cake. Her birthday was also in May, so that was my brother-in-law. So mother-in-law would make this big giant cake, split it in half, and Denise would get some, I'd get some, and it was wonderful. And then my brother-in-law dumped that girl. And
He
dumped Denise?
Yes, and now that tradition is gone.
Was it because of the German chocolate cake
thing? I don't
know. Or
that's why I don't talk to him anymore.
That's fair. Geez, we have a lot to get to. Do you want to ask him anything about barbecue, Kevin?
About barbecue? Oh, not yet. Let's save that one. I want to ask him this question we started the day with today. What words do you associate with the word lobby? Like lobby.
Like let's say we're playing password. The password is lobby.
Lobby.
And you have to give like a clue. What are you going to do to get me to say lobby?
The password is...
Foyer.
Foyer. Whoa, foyer.
Ooh. Someone's fancy.
Whoa, let's go.
I'm patting myself on the back right now.
Grandiose, foyer, all these things.
Look at this man.
What else would you think of with lobby?
Maybe? Lobby? Green room? That's two words.
That's okay. We would be a little more, accepting with the two words.
Broken glass?
Broken glass.
That's our lobby.
That's our lobby specifically, yes.
I don't know. What else happens with the lobby?
How far down the list would popcorn be?
I like it now that you said it, but I never would. I don't think I would have gotten there myself.
Yeah, like if I'm trying to get you to say lobby, when I say popcorn, and you're trying to get you to say lobby, you'd be like, huh? Butter?
Yeah.
Snack? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think of that area as the lobby.
Right.
Yeah, Jay thought of it this morning. He was talking about the lobby. He was in the lobby, and he walked through, and it was leaking.
I got rained on it inside.
And he was like, you got to love it. We've got a leaky lobby or whatever. And Steve said, did you get your popcorn? And Jay and I were like, what? And he's like, popcorn. Did you get your popcorn in the lobby? And we're like, huh?
It was a stretch.
And then he's like, like a movie.
So we started giving his phone number out because we thought it was a terrible joke.
Well, maybe it's a Midwest thing.
Maybe it's an inside thought.
Maybe you should say that way.
Maybe those of us here on the Good Coast don't say, hey, you want to get some popcorn in the lobby?
Right.
You want to go out and get some Twizzlers? Where? Right. In the lobby.
Do they not say before a movie starts?
Maybe
they do. I don't pay attention to commercials.
I always call it the concession stand.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one.
Food bar.
Yeah.
All right, fair
Snack
enough.
Snack Shack.
Fair enough.
They do say things like, you know, get an icy cold Coca-Cola. It's available in the lobby.
They do.
Let's
you're
all
right.
go to
you're
the
right.
lobby.
You're right.
But it's just
Let's
so,
all go to right. the lobby.
It's just so no. far down the list that,
I'm
you know,
sorry.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're not.
No, that's okay, though. No, you're not.
I don't think I would have gotten there.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah, well, that one is on you. The rest of us got there very quickly.
Well, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Stick around for round two.
Can I please?
not after that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Radio when we started in it? Oh, boy. I literally got paid to drive two employees around while they drank, smoked, and womanized.
Kevin James.
Yeah, put it on your timesheet.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hawk Topics, round two. Our buddy Steve Hawk is here. Brought to you in part by Burke's Disaster Restoration.
Love being your buddy. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
It's always a good time, Hawk.
The green room was nice, or should I say the lobby?
Hawk, I'm going to ask you this question. I think I know the answer, but do you ever scratch your back against like the... Have you ever done it against like a door...
Or a wall.
Jam, or like the corner of a wall. You know, where you got that spot you just can't get to. And so you just kind of,
Yeah, I mean, when you say ever, yes. Do I do it regularly? No.
No, not a habit.
No, that's fair.
If you got that itch, you got to scratch it.
I do. And I have a back scratcher, like an actual stick back scratcher
type thing.
So I do use that.
Yep. Those are great.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess I had like a bear have rubbed up against something, a door jam.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
How about you, Kevin? Do you do that often?
I do it all. I mean, yeah, okay, for sure. I wouldn't say often, but...
Like at home and at work?
I certainly will do it.
What was the percentage that Steve said?
Well, Jay, you and I said that, or I said, I bet 80% of people here have done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And producer Steve was not okay with that.
I was up in arms.
Yeah, but, I bet. I bet.
He thinks it's very odd, and he does not think anybody does it.
Well, I think people do it. I've seen lots of people do it.
He thought 80% was out of control, so I went and asked Sam and Scotty and Scott and Houston and you, and everybody said yeah.
Okay, so there you go, producer Steve. Yeah.
Huh.
You 100%. Should start trying it.
I guess I'm in the minority.
Yeah, but let's see you do it here later today, okay? You don't have to get up and do it right now.
You're also in the minority because you're one of the few people who, because of your size and shape, you can reach every spot on your back. With your hand.
Oh.
So, is that true?
Well, I don't know. How are your monkey arms? You able to get around there?
I guess when you
take a shower, do you wash your back yourself? Do you have somebody do it for you? Or do you have like a long sponge thing?
All right. What percentage of people you think...
How do we get back here?
Oh, boy.
What percentage of people can wash their own back? No. What is it?
Well, I was kind of going to go there.
What percentage of people, what else?
Yeah. So, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I'll stretch my shoulders so much trying to wash my back.
Yeah.
That it, you know, oh, crap. I
hurt yourself.
Pulled a muscle.
You hurt yourself. Yeah. It's the first sign of age.
Well, here's the question, though,
Happy
Steve.
Happy birthday.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Hurt myself in the shower.
I know.
Oops.
Thanks for bringing that up, birthday wisher.
Yeah. Would you prefer a back scratch or a back massage?
Scratch.
See? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Am I in the minority there also?
No, I'm with you on that. Okay.
Have you ever heard
Although
the
I think
term,
you are in the minority.
Ice skating your back?
Never.
You know what that is?
No.
Okay. This might just be a me thing that I, maybe nobody else says that.
Yeah, I never heard it before.
But it's where you just take your, you know, your fingernails and like someone, you just kind of make like a figure eight or you... Like you're skating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're like ice skating on their back.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I used to do that to the kids when they were young.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's where I got it from. And so I was just weird. I said it earlier, and they seemed like that was a
Never heard the term.
No, I've heard that before. I've heard it before.
Oh, boy.
Do you
Congrats.
Like it?
You're now in Steve's minority. Way to go.
Welcome on in, Kevin. Population 2, baby.
Hey, Hawk. If you have Monday, you're not working.
Okay.
You have the day off.
All right. Thank
and
you.
And then, congratulations. You have Memorial Day off.
Happy birthday
but
to then, me.
But you have a remote broadcast.
That's okay.
So do you have the day off or no?
No.
Because you're working. Yeah. What if you're doing something where it's not your actual normal job? Let's say you are doing music for Bloomsday.
Yep.
Which happened.
Yep.
And you have that day off? Or do you say, no, I have the day off, but I have to work? How do you phrase that?
I have the day off from the mothership, or have the day off from one job but work in another.
Still feel like, I mean, it's a day off because it's not your job.
Yeah, I mean, you get the day off from your employer, but you picked up a separate gig, then you're still working. Mm. So that's how I kind of
look. Thank you, Steve Hawk.
Yeah. All right. Glad I could help. I don't know what I did there, but.
Thank you very much.
Because we said we had the day off on Monday, and Steve goes, well, I have to work. I have a remote. And I go, yeah, but you still have the day off for the show. And he's like, yeah, it's not a day off. I have to work. I said, yeah, but you have the day off from the show. And he's like, no, it doesn't count. I have to work.
Yeah, I do have a day off from the show. That is true. You're adding more to it, but.
you have a paid day off from the show.
Correct. But.
You would still be getting paid to go do something else.
You should get into management.
Yeah, that was very nicely done. I liked everything you did. I will be using that later today in the meeting.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. No, it's all. I mean, you get the day off. You don't have to wake up. You get that off. You don't have to wake up really early and come in. You get that off.
Correct.
That is for me. I always say it's a day off when I don't have to wake up early.
Yeah.
Right, but it's still not a day off.
No. Not from, no.
I think everybody's right.
I think we all win.
Yeah, well, then why were you arguing with me?
Because of your attitude.
I believe you're the one who enjoys arguing.
I can see it.
Yeah, he likes to argue. Yeah, he does.
We found this out about little Steve.
No.
Does that mean Hawk is big Steve?
Yes.
No.
Oh, no. I like that.
Happy birthday,
big Steve. Happy birthday, big Steve.
That's what I want to be called, big Steve.
Neither one of us like this. Okay.
Did you ever have a nickname you don't like?
No.
Not really? Yeah.
I mean, there was a guy who used to work here. He was in management. He used to call me Hawkster. And he really, Hawkster. That's just the way he talked. I've been working in rock radio since 1981. And I'm going to finish every sentence this way.
And that would be annoying.
And he would walk around, he'd say, hey, Hawkster. He'd see me in the hallway. Hawkster.
Wait, is he saying
Hawk, and then like S-T-U-H.
Oh, not hot stuff.
Ooh.
No, I'm not hot stuff. Sorry, I got a mouthful of phlegm.
Hot stuff.
Now that's a nickname everybody would love. Hey, what's up, hot stuff? Can you manage a manager in 2024 walking up and saying, hey, hot stuff?
Yeah.
Meeting time. See you downstairs.
Meet you in HR.
What the heck?
Yeah, not happening.
No, but that guy, you know, he now works in Montana, so.
Oh, wow.
I guess I won.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really did.
Oh my gosh. Because it's always kind of a funny thing when somebody gives you a nickname you don't like. A lot of people will just take it. Like they won't say, hey, don't call me that. I don't like that. That's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I think it's awkward for them to tell the person who they feel like is, you know, trying to be a friend to them. I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I never said anything to him.
You just let it roll.
But he was in, he was above. He was an operations manager. He was kind of a boss.
Steve, when you were in college, I'm trying to remember. We went to college together.
That's weird.
Were you just simply Hawk?
No, I think back then it was Steve Hawk. I don't think anybody had done just Hawk.
I was going to say, because I don't remember calling you anything other than Steve. Really.
Yeah, I think it was just Steve Hawk.
Okay. What's weird, the fact that you two guys went to college together or that you two guys went to college?
It's cool. I think it's really cool.
It is cool.
That, you know, after all these decades,
it is
here
weird.
We are. Yeah. We're still where we've come back.
Some of the proud Falls Rock alumni.
What was the year?
Well, I was 1990 would have been my
first year? Wait, how many years was the program?
Two.
Okay, so was he ahead of you, Steve?
He was behind me 1 year. So we were together for 1 year.
Yes. Wow. He was the older, cooler guy.
Of course he was.
There was two guys in his class that were very intimidating.
Coolio Steve.
There were two guys that were very intimidating where you thought, God, these guys are radio guys.
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
And it was you and Casey Christopher.
Yeah.
You both had like this thing where it was just like, those guys are so cool.
Yeah.
you know, young coming into it.
And I was, still to the day, yeah. That's why we have him on the
it
show.
It is, 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the backwards hat, I think, that really brings it over the top.
Oh, man, the hair and the beard. And
you're only as old as you act.
That's right.
Well, have a great birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
And I'm going to work on that German chocolate cake for you.
Oh, good thing.
And
I think I might know where to get one, Jay.
Really?
I got a hunch.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right, well, I guess we'll just see you wandering the halls, hot stuff.
You will see me wandering. Okay.
Heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. Crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. Your way since you walked in, but I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along, and he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid in love, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy. Crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Maybe they had that before, you know, Kevin, like in a previous
Absolutely.
Relationship.
Ooh.
All you do is compliment me, my looks, and what about the fact that I'm smart?
Kevin James.
Well, you're not smart. You're dating me, or, you know, however that went.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we are going to qualify somebody for the prize of the day for the month of May. So we'll do that as soon as we get through the clip of the day here. We'll compliment that with the prize of the day. Qualifying, which is today's the 22nd. That is going to be Chris Stapleton at T-Mobile Park. So if you want to go to that, we'll don't call yet. Hold on.
Well, it is officially upon us here in the Northwest.
Spokane, which is?
Coeur d'Alene. All the Northwest. Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you can travel close by. It is what we like to call wedding season.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It is here, baby. It is officially here. It starts, you know, in May and runs through the end of October, it feels like, in our area. And at least that's what my calendar says. And weddings. How do you feel about attending weddings, Jay? Where do you stand?
Oh, man, I love it.
Do you?
Did you? You bought that, right?
It sounded believable enough that I was like, maybe he does.
Well, here's the thing. I like going to the events that surround a wedding for people that I am familiar with and that I care about and that are friends right. and they're, I know their families and stuff like that. I actually like that because it's fun to get together with the people because you just don't get together mostly with people. Look, by the time you get to my age, it's not like you're getting together every week with your friends.
Right.
Well, no, absolutely. I should be, but I'm not. So then I always enjoy that. And, sure. and it's usually, again, people you love and people you care about and all the rest of that. Now, if it's somebody that you go, you know, oh, yeah, my wife was your kindergarten teacher 25 years ago and I don't know anybody at the wedding, that's all the way
tough.
Different.
Yeah, that's yeah. a tough deal. And
it's all the way
sure.
different.
But, yeah.
But for friends, yeah, I do actually enjoy the event.
So you don't like a lot of, like, a wedding with a lot of acquaintances?
Yeah, there. If it's because, you know, if I don't really know people, then you're not. I mean, what are you doing?
You'd rather have one table with six people that you really like.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Just
sure.
if I had that, the rest of the wedding doesn't matter. Yeah. It's a good time. And I like how you said it's the events around a wedding you really enjoy.
Yeah, because sometimes
I think I knew what that meant.
Sometimes the ceremony's like a little long or whatever it might be.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. All right, well, this guy has a theory on weddings, and I thought it was very appropriate to play since it is a time of year where people will start going to weddings.
Ooh, I forgot to play the open.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Okay, there you go.
My wife was like, hey, Paul, don't forget we have a wedding to go to this Saturday. And I was like, oh, I didn't forget. I never knew about it, but I love going to weddings. You get to go to a party where the host ignores you and you get to ask yourself why you were placed at the table that you're sitting at, and you get to dance even though when you dance it looks like you're injured, and you get to meet new people that you'll probably never see again. And the couple goes, thanks so much for the food processor you got us, and you're like, that's all right, you instructed me to buy it. And you get to dedicate a toast to the happy couple and your Saturday, and after the wedding you get to discuss how much you think everything cost, and you get to think to yourself, all of this, and yet still statistically there's a decent chance that either one of them will be throwing this party again at some point in the future. So I love weddings.
Yeah.
So.
I mean,
okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, thanks.
His delivery
is great.
You get to dedicate your
a toast, and your Saturday.
Yeah. I mean,
again, that's the one you don't know very many people, and I'm so not true. Really interested in meeting people I'll never see again, and with some fake conversations.
Also, the funny part about a wedding, he brought up some very good observations about weddings, which are, you know, so it's the only party you really go to where the host ignores you the whole time.
Right.
Which is not
even
that
to the fault.
To.
No,
it's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
And then, hey, thanks for the food processor.
That
you
was
bet.
Hilarious.
You instructed me to get it.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
That is?
Yeah. Thanks so much for the thoughtful gift. Well, you told me which one to get on your register, and I just basically clicked, and it was over.
Would it? It makes me want almost all things to be that way.
Which,
now,
by the way, I don't mind that. It's
no,
actually
I don't
my
either.
Favorite thing. Like, I just be specific. I don't want, because I don't want to have to put in the thought of, well, what to get him. I don't know. I don't even really know you that well.
Jay, I agree with you. How nice would it be for, like, Steve Hawk's birthday if he had a registry?
100%.
We just went on there. We're like, what are we getting Hawk for his birthday?
I'm now, it. If everything was, you know, $100 gift card to, you know, Southwest Airlines, I'd be like, yeah, you're not getting that.
Right.
Do they sell gift cards to airlines?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if that
I'm sure
not.
If it's an airline gift card, it's only available on Tuesdays and it's only available till the end of the month.
No carryover, no transfer, no carryover.
Yeah.
And you only fly to, you know,
great to gift card.
Cleveland.
Wait, what's wrong with Cleveland? 99.9
Coyote Country. Com. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know their menu well enough. I don't go there enough to really have a go-to order.
What does it say about a person if they have a go-to immediate off-the-cuff Taco Bell order?
Kevin James.
That they're just a good person?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coyote Country app is for you, and it's free. You can just search Coyote Country wherever you get your apps. And if you're like Kevin, it might, you know, you might have to reload it once in a while if you're not using it enough. And maybe that's just on you. You don't want it to offload and then have to reload
it. Let's see if Coyote Country is offloaded.
Well, if you're full, you're probably offloading stuff like crazy.
It has not.
Atta boy. Good work.
I've been deleting some today, too. I'm going to delete. Let's see what I can delete right now. Wordus, which is supposed to be like a Wordle game, but
it's not.
I didn't really ever like it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm deleting that. No, app.
I like what you did there.
Uh-huh. Teams? Do I need Teams?
Teams? Well, that's what we use here, so maybe.
Oh.
Well, Kevin doesn't.
Oh,
Canva. Yeah, I wasn't a Canva fan. I'll stick to Photoshop. Delete. NCAA March Madness Live.
You can always reload that. That's fine. Just, but isn't it already offloaded? It's not taking up space if it's offloaded.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm removing the app.
Okay.
Delete app. It's Gosh, that hurts to delete it. Hmm. And what is this one? Nikwish? What is this thing?
Nikwish? Nikwish?
I'm looking it up. What does this do? It says Nikwish. That's what it says on the...
How do you spell it?
Oh, it reloaded it. That's not what I was trying to do.
Not Nikwish.
Oh, it's a sound level meter.
Huh. One of my favorite.
I don't need that.
Sound level meter.
Yeah, because when we DJ, Jay, we have to keep it at a certain volume.
Yeah, I understand.
Venues.
Yeah.
And so I have it down, but I bought like a real one.
I see. Yeah. So that if somebody comes, hey, you guys are going to have to turn that down. It's our rule. You can take out your Nikwish and show them.
I can.
Yeah.
Let me show you this.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts are brought to you by Zero Res, Steve.
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do it after that, but anyway.
What do Jay and Steve Hawk have in common?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh, well, that's true, I guess, too. Hmm. All right, what else? One more thing.
Try it again.
One more. What do Jay and Steve Hawk have in common other than being from Minnesota?
I feel like they're both willing to make coffee.
What do Jay and Steve Hawk have in common other than being from Minnesota and willing to make coffee? Oh, boy, I'm running out of breath.
I think that'd be it, yeah.
Oh, is that it? Well, yeah, no, I got one more for
you. Oh, one more. I'm ready.
So here's the third thing. You have similar new nicknames or similar nicknames.
Similar nicknames?
Yeah, because Steve Hawk is Hot Stuff.
Hot Stuff.
And you are Hot Buns.
Oh, wow.
So
that's right. You nicknamed Jay Hot Buns.
Yeah, so Hot Stuff, Hot Buns. You could get matching leather jackets and have
and
your
I
names
forgot. Why did I get that nickname?
Because he thought your nickname, which is Bunhead, he was trying to remember your nickname, and he was like, it's Hot Buns, right?
Hot Buns.
No, I was trying to remember the password for something.
Oh,
and how
yeah,
you guys
yeah,
always
yeah
use that. The
well, thanks for telling everybody our password.
No, I left that part out.
Well, it's got numbers and stuff after it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, one. I mean, I guess no one's probably going to be in the station.
Yeah, probably safe, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you only use that for certain things. So.
Yeah, hot everything buns, yeah. No, that's...
So well, hot buns and hot stuff.
I like it.
So you could form a little group.
Yeah.
The hot yeah duo?
Yeah, oh, okay. Or it could just be two, fine. If you want it to be just two.
Final thoughts.
Guess we're not included, Kevin. All right.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to come up with a hot nickname, then sure.
Yeah, I'm not hot in anything.
Kevin, hot mess.
Hot mess, yeah. I do like that.
Hot buns, hot stuff, and hot mess.
Yeah. That's a great hot trio. We could Steve, hot single.
Hot glasses?
Hot glasses. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, right. I had to see if I can delete this app on my phone. I'm not sure what this is. I'm clicking on it now. Looks like something my granddaughter downloaded. What does this do? Let's see.
It's loading.
No, that's a mistake.
Agree to terms of service?
No, don't do that.
Spokane Plumbing. What is oh, continue to app. That was an ad, a local ad on an app. What does this do? It's in Chinese, it looks like.
Mm. Harder to read.
What does she put on my phone? Oh, I see what it is. My phone's ringing right now. I should answer it. And I answer it, and it is... Oh, why is it not playing the audio? Because I'm not a kid, maybe. It is Santa Claus. Santa Claus just called me, and I am doing a FaceTime with Santa right now, but you can't hear it for some reason. Oh, there we go.
Students, faculty, I love you very much, and I hope you have a very merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Huh.
Santa. Final thoughts.
Yeah, you definitely need that.
Yeah, I think you got room. Kevin was curious earlier today if maps were going to make a comeback. I didn't think so. And then I referenced that movie, and then I found that movie clip from Tommy Boy.
Oh, it was from there, huh?
Yeah, David Spade is trying to figure out how to get to their next failure.
I'm going
to
go ask directions to our next huge, embarrassing failure.
He walks into the convenience store.
Hey, Chasey, could you tell me how far it is to Davenport?
22 miles.
Okay, I can't find it on this map.
Well, get yourself a new map.
Well, it's got to be on the map. Davenport, I mean, because you say it's 22 miles away. And you're really smart, yet it's not on the map.
I'm picking up your sarcasm.
Well, I should hope so, because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
Staring at him now.
That's Map Illinois, which we're in, on the border of Iowa, which is where Davenport is, 22 miles away. You're in the wrong state. Get yourself a new map.
Get yourself a new map.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
Oh, that scene. 22 miles.
That is the bummer of those maps. They only show a state, you know, and so if you're in another state, it does get a little tricky.
So I don't think they'll make a comeback. At any point,
well, they're not making a comeback. I just want them to be like available in all RVs. That's my all RVs should come.
So,
with
like,
a map.
If you rent an RV, you open up and there's a giant atlas in there, the one that takes up the whole table.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. I do like that, and it should have like pages that are sort of laminated that you could use like a marker on. You know, then you could wipe it back off again, like a dry erase marker.
Because
then you could like draw, hey, here's where we are, and this is the road we're going to travel, and it'd be kind of cool to be able to visualize it.
Yeah, I like that.
As opposed to, ding, turn left in 300 feet.
Ding. I mean, we still need that, though.
You just missed the turn. Ding, you're an idiot.
Rerouting.
Yeah, rerouting.
Rerouting.
The legendary rerouting. Do you ever do that where you think you're smarter than the maps and you're like, I'm not turning there?
Oh, yeah.
And?
I've been right and I've been wrong.
Have you started to challenge the voice of maps less? Because you only have to make it really bad one time and then you're like, you know what? From now on, I'm just going to believe her.
Just believe. Yeah, that's fair. There's one up north where you're on Country Homes Boulevard. And you're trying to go north. And it tells you to turn on like a side street.
Right, because it's like slightly shorter. Yeah.
And then get out on the street so that you can go the opposite. Like you need to go the way, like it gets you north better.
Yeah.
But it's really not true because you can just turn at the light and it works fine.
Right, yeah. Those I hate. I remember one time when I didn't believe her, and after I realized I'd made the mistake, and I said to my wife, you know what? From now on, I'm just going to believe her. And she goes, you should live your whole life like that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm picking up what you're laying down. She said, I hope so, because I'm putting on the sarcasm pretty thick. Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
When did you put a beanie on? Kevin Eugene, we're on the air.
Huh? A little bit ago. You didn't see me put it on?
I did not, no.
I had it on the whole last break.
Oh, so just the last 15 minutes or so.
Yeah. The other hat threw me off.
I didn't look over there.
Yeah, I had on my 1883 hat, and then I remember why it's just hanging in here, because it's better as decoration than as a hat.
It doesn't fit very well?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those, I don't know how to describe it. I feel like I need to be 10 years older to wear it.
10 years older?
At least.
Really?
I don't know. Let me put it on and show
see.
You.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand.
See if you
what
can
you
understand what I'm saying.
Okay. Very low profile. Okay, it's because it's just stuck to your head. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's also too small.
Yeah, or it's maybe you need to be
10.
Yeah.
I feel like that
or,
might be
or younger.
Yeah, maybe like a 6-year-old wears their hat like that, yeah. Or a 60-year-old, maybe.
I was going to say, it does feel like an old man would be okay with wearing.
Also,
that.
I just saw this from the Summit at Snoqualmie. It's a Twitter account that I follow. Why wouldn't I? The summit at Snoqualmie says, you know, we rarely see it, but sometimes we'll see the dustings of snow on the peaks around here in May. Very rare this late. And also, almost never it hits the base. We can't remember the last time it snowed at the base of Snoqualmie, probably a couple of decades or more, yet today it is snowing like crazy in the mountains. It's very beautiful, as long as you're not driving in it.
Yeah, that's wild. You're going to a Mariners game for Memorial Day weekend, and you got to chain up.
That's ridiculous.
That's weird, right?
That is just dumb. That is insane.
Oh, that is interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Well, look, we got some Silverwood tickets for this weekend. No chaining up, hopefully. So if you'd like to go for this weekend, it's Heroes Weekend. 509-441-0999. We'll take caller 7 right now.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye.
That is
bye-bye.
So crazy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.
This is KXLY-FM, Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
Well, this might make you mad, but I'm going to say snow. I mean, I'm not wishing it. I'm just saying it is. Snow. Snow's terrible this time of year. All right, snow's your keyword. Have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow morning.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote.